So that brings us full circle back to education. It's really up to you as the investor to learn, to study, and to fend for yourself.
I constantly get my students calling me up saying, "Hey, this broker I'm using, do you know this? You know, I'm like, what happened?" He thinks that it, you know, they go through this whole thing, and I've got my students, they're on the line with the broker, teaching their broker, correcting him, then moving up to the manager, and then trying to get him corrected to where they're like, "Well, you know, what you said, sir, makes sense, but we just don't know how to do it." And he, "All right, time for me to change my broker." And that's what winds up happening. And, you know, you need a broker that even if he's not as smart as you, even if you've gotten to a point that you're better than him, you don't want him hampering you. He's got to know enough that if he can't help you, at least he can't hurt you. And in some of the markets, it's tough to find those guys. So whenever you decide what market you want to go ahead and really start trading in, you best make sure that you look through all the brokers that specialize in that field and look for two main things: talent and technology. If you had a good instructor that taught you all your classes, he should be able, or she should be able, to go ahead and send you to the right broker.
So once again, education is the key.
It is with everything. Why shouldn't it be that way with the market? I mean, education is key in every field, in every industry in the world. Why would the market be any different? I mean, think about it. The day that you graduate, you know, medical school, do you walk into a hospital and cut some guy's head open? No. You know, there's a whole mess of stuff you have to do after medical school to go ahead and be in a position to go ahead and start cutting open someone's body, you know? And the same thing in the market.